Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Well, friend, today we begin a brand new series. It's going to be a series that, well, most church people, they just don't want to talk about. And the reason that they don't want to talk about it is that, well, they're just not good at talking about it. You know what I mean? It's hard enough to try to find church people to talk about healthy sexuality within the context of marriage. But today we're going to talk about the gospel, the homosexual, and the church. My guest for this series is a pastor and author. His name is Peter Hubbard, and we'll be discussing his book. It's titled Love into Light. On today's podcast, we'll discuss several things. Number one, how God's message of sexuality is a message that includes both grace and truth. And number two, we're going to discuss how there has always been homosexuality. We read about it first beginning in Genesis 19, but church history has never affirmed the lifestyle until now. Why is that? Today's show is titled, A Church History Lesson on Homosexuality. Peter, it's so good to have you on the line with us. So good to also see that you like to write about non-controversial issues, right? As we talk about these things in our church, in our family, in our home, in our culture. Yes. So tell me, what prompted you to write your book?
I would say the biggest reason is just sitting face to face with many brothers and sisters who struggled in silence with same-sex attraction and wondered, like unwanted same-sex attraction, and wondered, you know, does the Bible, does the gospel of Jesus say anything hopeful, anything helpful as far as how to respond to these attractions? And then secondly, in tandem with that was what I believe was a silence among pastors, and when they did speak, it often just sounded shrill, like, you know, God is against you. A growing burden came within me to speak a message that I believe is consistent with the gospel, and that is a message full of grace and full of truth.
You talk about the history of homosexuality in the church and really how there was a unity around the subject for 2,000 years, but now obviously everything's changed. So tell me, what was the history that you're referring to? What was the unity? And then what do you think happened in the culture?
Well, when I talk about the unity, that doesn't mean that, you know, everyone responded well to the subject of homosexuality, but it does mean, you know, if you know anything about church history, you know that Christians often disagree with one another. They disagree on almost many, many.
Almost everything.
Almost everything, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is one of those subjects where we've had a remarkable consensus. There is no verse in the Bible. There is no creed in church history. There are no pastors, no leaders, no movement, no one who affirmed gay sex as being right or from God until the last couple decades. So when you have that kind of consensus among Bible-believing Christians for that many centuries, a couple thousand years, you know, I think Christians today should at least weigh that pretty significantly as they consider chucking that.
Is it because of the kind of sin, the type of sin that's outside the definition of marriage, Peter? What are your thoughts on that? Why is there such a unity around this subject?
Yeah, that's a good question, because contrary to what is often said today in affirming churches, so-called, there was such a thing in Paul's day as lifelong monogamous you know, mutual consensual gay relationships. So that, contrary to what is said today, that is not new. There has always been homosexuality and, you know, long-term homosexual love. But the reason I think there was such a consensus is because the Word of God is so crystal clear. And nature itself, Romans 1, you know, all you have to do, you know, is take a biology class, you know, and you can see God's intention. So both in special revelation in the Word of God and natural revelation, God's intentions are crystal clear. And so that doesn't negate the fact that people struggled with same-sex attraction. That's not new. It doesn't mean that the church hasn't historically wrestled with, you know, how do you respond to someone who does experience same-sex attraction? How do you help them when they repent? How do you restore them and not condemn? I mean, the church has wrestled with all those things for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years.
Sure.
So I'm not minimizing at all the complexity of the issue or the struggle it is for those who experience same-sex attraction. It's just until very recently, there has always been a consistent response by the church.
So the question is, why now? Why is our culture fascinated with homosexuality? Our government made same-sex marriage legal in 2015. President Obama celebrated by spraying rainbow-colored lights on the White House itself. And the culture is obsessed with it. It's really uncool, you know, not to be gay at this point from the world's perspective. But why? So what does Scripture say about being involved in the world? The Apostle John writes in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, "Do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything that we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. See, these things are not from the Father, but they're from the world. All this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever." Notice here that John doesn't tell us to run away from, to hide from these topics and questions with homosexuality. He's saying don't fall in love with the world's perspective on these things. In fact, as we look at the life of Jesus within the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we see Jesus engaging the tough questions of his day as well. He didn't shy away from adultery. He didn't shy away from the subject of evil. And he indeed addressed the religious people of his day and all of their heresy and the worldview that they had at the time. Well, tomorrow we continue our discussion with pastor and author Peter Hubbard and his book, Love into Light, The Gospel, the Homosexual, and the Church. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. You can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at Purity Pastor. And if you have any questions, jump on the website at dustindaniels.org and you can email me your questions. I would love to address those on the show. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they're going to see God. Ah, gives me goosebumps when I read those words. I pray that you walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you, and I look forward to our time again tomorrow.